7. It's time for the First National Bank Bleed Tech Blue Radio Show. This is your source for Louisiana Tech sports news. For the next 90 minutes, Bleed Tech Blue Radio goes deep inside Tech football, basketball, and recruiting. Tonight's show on Sports Talk 977 is also brought to you by O'Neill Gas, Brister Smokehouse, Brennan Dodge, Dairy Queen, Rustin and El Dorado, Walpole Tire, and Ideal Portable Buildings. Text us on the Fairway Carts text line at 888-993-7762. Now, here's your host, Ben Carlisle.
It's Ben Carlisle, it's Beck Haynes, it's our producer, John Tabor. We're back again, Bleed Tech Blue Radio, coming at you live from the Sports Talk 97.7 studio here in Ruston, Louisiana, National Signing Day 2019, the late signing period. It's the eve. Louisiana Tech signed 11 players in the early signing period. They'll look to close out the class tomorrow. Beck, I don't know about you, but this is what I work for all year.
And this is your holiday tomorrow, Ben.
Pretty
well, the rest of America is just
working
9 to 5. You'll be out there just reporting the news, messaging people on Twitter.
From 9 to 5.
From 9 to 5.
Actually, Ben. Maybe from like 7 to 5.
7 to 5. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Big day. You know, we'll get into it. We'll break down, you know, Louisiana Tech's commitments. They've actually picked up a commitment this week. C.J. Johnson, really impressive-looking cornerback, 6'1", 180 pounds out of the state of Mississippi. That's Greenwood, Mississippi. Number 38 player in Mississippi Tech flips him from Memphis. He'll be a Bulldog, so that's certainly one of the
That's a good decision, Ben.
Huge pickup.
You been to Memphis?
No, I have not.
Don't love it, BC.
Well, hey.
Don't love it.
Great decision for Mr. C.J. Johnson. His real name is Carl Darrell. Goes by C.J.
Why not?
A little easier to go by C.J. than Carl
that's
Darrell.
Right,
that's not hyphenated either.
Jeez.
So, big pickup for the Bulldogs. We'll get into National Signing Day in the next segment. Also coming up in the next segment, Beck, I don't know if you heard, but our president, whether you love him or you hate him, he's going to give the State of the Union address tonight. Well, BC's coming at you live with a State of the Louisiana Tech Athletics Program address to lead off the second segment. Side note, Beck doesn't know a thing I'm about to say.
Yeah, I can tell you got a little extra pep in your step, BC. It makes me a little nervous, but I'm definitely intrigued, looking forward to what it is you have to say, because you rarely disappoint us.
Absolutely. So, National Signing Day, a big show tonight. I say it every week.
You do, every week.
You think that we would not have enough to talk about, but we got plenty to talk about. We'd love to thank our sponsors for putting us on the air tonight. Who are they?
I'm going to read them backwards, Ben.
Let's see if you can go right to left.
Our good friends at O'Neill Gas, Brister Smokehouse Barbecue, Ideal Portable Buildings, Scott Seafood, Walpole Tire and Service, Dairy Queen, Rustin and El Dorado, and Brennan Dodge.
Man, that was pretty solid going back. We'd also like to thank our title sponsor, First National Bank. As always, you can call us, you can text us on the Fairway Carts hotline, 888-993-7762. We'd love to hear from you. You want to talk about it, we'll talk about it. Give us a call on the Fairway Carts hotline. Looking elsewhere, other than National Signing Day, I don't know how many of you have been following the Duncan Dogs with close attention, but they had another rough road trip out to Boca Raton in Miami, where they dropped two decisions, 69-61 at Florida Atlantic. On Thursday night, Eric Conkle's squad also fell 75-69 Saturday night at Florida International. That's six consecutive road losses inside conference play.
What's the deal, Ben?
Beck, I don't know. It seems
is it
like
injuries.
Well, speaking of injuries, Stacey Thomas goes down this week. Big Jeez. Freshman forward. You talk about maybe an 8-man rotation with Thomas. Well, we're really down to 7. I don't know what Eric Conkle's been doing. I don't know what is in the water in Ruston, Louisiana. But I wonder if Coach Conkle might give Skip Holtz a call. See if he's got some dogs that want to play some basketball.
Yeah.
Dwight Stallworth. Yeah. Nate Cox.
I mean, you got to think, you just put those guys down low. I mean, just throw it up.
Yeah.
Cox. I mean, Nate Cox could touch the rim flat-footed on the court.
Yeah, well, we've seen him try to block a field goal. Dude gets like 12 feet in the air.
He might have had the handoff of the year, too. So, well, we know he's an athlete.
Yeah, we DC. Certainly do. So, we'll talk Dunkin' Dogs 6:45. Like I mentioned, I'll give the State of the Union address, State of La Tech Athletics address at 6:15. Then we'll dive right into some La Tech recruiting to round out that segment as well at 6:30 as well. I just said as well.
Yeah, twice.
That was pretty rough. 7 p.m., good friend of ours, Mark Montgomery, Lady Texter softball coach. Believe it or not, softball season is here. Lady Texter's open their season.
Snuck up on me again. It does every year, Ben.
Surprise, surprise.
Softball is here.
For an average fan, I'm completely shocked.
I know you are.
They'll open their season Friday morning, 11 a.m., playing Tennessee State. Take a guess what Tennessee State's record was a season ago.
0-27.
Try 4-49. Lady Texter should be favored by a run or two in that one. They're also picked.
You going, BC?
No, bro. Not going to make the trip to Gulf Shores.
Oh, it's not here.
Yeah, Gulf Shores, Alabama.
You do like to, like, you know.
I do like beach trips.
You like beach trips.
only on bye weeks.
Only on bye weeks. The whole bye week beach trip.
Yeah. Only on bye weeks if you really want to get into some Lady Texter softball. Hold it in the fall. I'll head down there on a bye week. But Coach Montgomery's going to join us at 7 p.m. To discuss the outlook of his team. Beck, did you have an opportunity to review LaTexSports.com this week?
Nope.
Didn't think so. The Hall of Famer, voice of the Bulldogs, Dave Nitz, will be inducted into the Louisiana Hall of Fame.
Well deserved.
Absolutely. It's been 45 years as the voice of the Dogs. Dave Nitz, a living legend.
Maybe you one day, BC.
Might be. Who knows? Will I make it 45 more years? I think that's the big question.
You already got two daughters, man.
Yeah. I think
it'll be tough. Yeah. It'll be tough.
Long way to go to get 45 more years out of BC. But if Bleed Tech Blue's still kicking, BC plans on being here. Great honor for Dave Nitz. We had Dave on the show, I believe it was last year, you know, just to talk about his experience as the voice of the Bulldogs. Certainly a great representative of our great university that we all seem to love so much. So it will be nice to see him get welcomed into the Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame. Certainly way past overdue.
Absolutely.
Beck, another question for you.
Mm.
Do you know who Art Briles is?
Yes, old Baylor football coach that's surrounded by a little controversy.
A little.
BC.
Scandals seem to follow the man wherever he goes. Well, Southern Miss says,
Fine by us.
Yeah, we'll take the negative publicity. We're not known on the national scale.
Hey, bad publicity is still publicity.
Yeah.
The saying? I don't know the saying.
Well,
some people don't care.
Well, but I've seen a tremendous amount of backlash about this. He'll be the new offensive coordinator at Southern Miss.
Oh, he's not even head coach.
No, he'll be the offensive coordinator.
Are Southern Miss fans backlashing?
But everyone.
Everyone?
Yeah, I mean, you got your, you know.
Tabes, you backlashing?
I can't see. It's not a good hire.
I disagree with you, Ben.
It's a good hire. You think it's working?
Okay, no, it's not a good hire.
Your point
it's a
so
great
fast.
Hire.
From a moral standpoint, it's a bad hire. From a coaching standpoint.
At what point can the man not get on with his life and his career?
Well, that's a fair question.
I mean, he set out, what, 3 years?
Yeah.
We're talking about a coordinator spot. He's going to be up in the press box.
No, you're right. 80,
or in the JLG lift 80% of the time.
That's true.
No, I mean, certainly fair point. But, you know, you have to also think about the society.
I'll put the shoe on my foot here.
Let's hear it. You think he's a fun...
For that equal, that same move as OC, you know,
well,
hypothetically speaking, come on, man.
No, listen.
Dial some plays up.
Well, no, I agree with you from the point of, from a on-field coaching standpoint, he's going to be phenomenal. I mean, what we saw him do at Baylor...
That's all you're paying him to do.
Yeah, exactly. But... on the opposite side of that, and I say it's a bad hire because you look at the backlash that he has in the society that we live in, it's exhausting.
Let me ask you this, Ben. Where this backlash, is it all, are you talking primarily on what's on social media?
Well, yeah, that's the world I live in, Tape, sadly enough.
But what are they saying? I mean, I didn't watch ESPN to listen to Cowher today. I'm sure he commented
on
that.
No, Cowher didn't have time for it. He was talking Tom Brady and LeBron. But, listen, my thing is this, and I understand.
They're getting away with it because he's not the leader at the helm. Like, he's not, you know, like, that's how the university is like, hey, he's not the head coach.
My point being, the big money movers at pretty much any institution, they're not following Instagram.
That's true. No, you're right. I agree
with
that.
Good point, Tapes.
No, that is a very good point. Tapes bringing the
heat
tonight.
They want wins. They want 500 yards of offense.
Well, they need it.
Southern Miss is
outside of beating Tech.
Yeah, that's about the only thing they got going for them is they just whooping up on Tech 4 years in a row.
Yeah, so we'll see. I certainly think you'll get their offense back on track. And, you know,
believe it or not, it'll put butts in the seats, Ben.
Yeah, well, you know.
Except for the protesters.
I don't know how many protesters there are in Hattiesburg, but my thing was, from a moral standpoint, it's not a great hire. On-field standpoint, it's a great hire. But, like Tape said, at what point do you say, you know what, the man deserves another chance. Let's see what he does with it. It certainly didn't take his son too long to get another opportunity.
Glad I don't got to go through or make that decision.
Well, you certainly don't because I don't see you hiring too many people these days.
No, I don't hire anybody.
Yeah, y'all got any job openings at Argent?
Why are you looking, bruh?
Yeah, bruh.
Whoa, bro.
Bleed Tech Blue's not paying the bills, bruh.
Wow, you may not have a job tomorrow.
I'm kidding, bruh. Bruh, did you have an opportunity to watch the Super Bowl?
Oh, I watched it. I'm not even.
Had the Rams scored a touchdown yet?
No. Ben, let me ask you about the whole Taves. I don't know if you watched it or not, so don't get offended. The whole, I'm not watching it.
Like, I don't. Listen, it's a Super Bowl.
It's the last football game of the year. There's a lot of hype around it.
I'm watching it.
I didn't, but it wasn't.
It wasn't because
on
of
purpose.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's because I didn't wake up and get out of the bed. I did listen to the second half. I listened to the second half on the radio.
Okay. Well, you didn't miss much, Tabes.
Yeah.
Except Ryan Allen getting his third Super Bowl ring.
And Ryan Allen was phenomenal.
He just walks outside and just.
I've never seen
a. Gets hit in the head with $100 bills. Man.
I've never seen a punter. At any level, just be able to, like, put the ball in the two and the ball go, and just come back.
Yeah.
Like, it looks like a Tiger Woods golf shot. Like a Tiger Woods golf shot.
Ben, like, this dude, he's from Oregon, right?
Yeah.
He said, I don't care what college I punt at. I'm going to be the two-time red guy.
He couldn't beat out the Rams punter at Oregon State. And that's why he came to Tech.
Well, there's an interesting little factoid.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm going to go to a school that punts a lot. And then turns out he gets here and we're super good.
Yeah.
So he didn't punt that much, but
he won the
when
right
he
guy.
Did, I remember sitting in the Joe, Ben, and he punted it so far that I've never, I mean, you don't ever see fans just cheering unbelievably. I mean, you kind of wanted him to come out there.
No,
he didn't catch the ball on third down for the first time. You're like, I ain't that mad.
No,
like,
in 2012, the dude, like, if he came out and the ball was around midfield, it was like,
forget
all
about
right,
it.
This ball's on the three.
It's on the three every time.
like we had the worst defense in the country, but at the same time, like, we had a sick punter, so it's like, let's punt.
And I'm not saying punt is not important because it is, but he just, I mean, he a 1-32 shot to land on the team that's going to be a dynasty, and he nailed it.
Oh, he nailed it. He's a free agent after the year.
I'd sign for $10 if I was him and just keep getting rings.
Hey, as long as the GOAT's there.
Yeah,
the GOAT is home.
Gosh.
How about Todd Gurley getting no carries?
There's something fishy about that.
Yeah, I don't know if McVay had a bet on the game or not.
Oh, I don't even. I saw our good friend Sutton speculating on the Twitterverse. I just think. He said it wasn't an injury deal, but that's just weird.
It has to be something.
I haven't seen a decline like that.
And let me tell you something. Little Debbie Cakes, backup running back, dude did not deserve to be on the field. I'm referring to CJ Anderson.
I know who you're referring to.
Yeah, he didn't deserve to be on the field over Todd Gurley.
Yeah, I mean, he had some big games.
Jared Goff looked like Greg Goff, former Latte baseball coach out there at quarterback. Dude was struggling.
I knew that. He was so nervous. And he just, I mean, Tom literally
like
acts like it's a walkthrough on Saturday morning.
Tom was chill. He was like, I'll hand it off to my Sony TV. I'll throw it to Jules. Jules was roid raging
dude,
all the way to the Pats. What was that, their seventh Super Bowl?
Is that right,
sixth.
Tapes?
Sixth.
Sixth.
Tied with the Steelers for the most of a dynasty or a, what's it called, franchise.
Yeah, Steelers. And Tom has played in more Super Bowls than any franchise has.
Yeah.
How crazy is that?
That's it's pretty unbelievable.
Yeah, he's played in like 17% of all Super Bowls, so pretty crazy. But anyways, enough of the Super Bowl talk. It's time to get to the state of the La Tech athletics program. We're going to take a break. You can call us. You can text us, 888-993-7762. We're talking to you, Robbie and Chalmette. Give us a call. Give us your thoughts on Jamar in 2019. But anyways, we'll be back after the break. You're listening to Bleed Tech Blue Radio, Sports Talk 97.7.
Get off the interstate and get into Brennan Dodge Chrysler Jeep and let us show you why your satisfaction is our number one priority. As a certified Chrysler 5-star dealership, we take great pride in the experience you have with us. That's why the customer satisfaction scores you give us continually rank in the highest level. Come see us at Brennan Dodge Chrysler Jeep in Ruston or shop our website at BrennanDodge.com. You'll experience great deals and award-winning service, and you will know why Brennan Dodge is a certified Chrysler 5-star dealer.
The Bleed Tech Blue Radio Show is brought to you in part by O'Neill Gas. O'Neill Gas offers propane delivery to homes and businesses throughout North Louisiana. For more information, go to O'NeillGas.com.
First National Bank, the uncommon bank. Banking on a first-name basis. Uncommon. People, service, and convenience. Uncommon. Dedication, trust, and courtesy. First National Bank. Beyond banking, with 100 years of experience. Uncommonly close to you. First National Bank, the Uncommon Bank. www.theuncommonbank.com. Member FDIC.
Game day can be every day with a new Easy Go from Fairway Carts in Minden. Whether you want to hit the links in the number one golf cart in the world, spend family time in your Easy Go multi-passenger cart, or work around the home or farm with a new Easy Go utility cart, Fairway Carts can make it happen. So make your weekend last all week long with a new Easy Go from Fairway Carts in Minden. Call 800-960-CART or visit online at fairwaycarts.net.
Ready for a healthy dose of Louisiana Tech sports. Bleed Tech Blue Radio, brought to you by First National Bank, is back on the radio. Call or text the show on the Fairway Carts hotline, 888-993-7762.
Welcome back, Bleed Tech Blue Radio. Ben Carlisle, Beck Haynes coming at you live from the Sports Talk 97.7 studios here in Ruston, Louisiana. Tonight's the night. State of the Union address for the United States of America, our proud country. And to kind of play along with it a little bit, I decided I would give a State of Louisiana Tech Athletics address, Beck.
I haven't been this excited for something in a long time.
Well, without further ado, I must say myself, I, Ben Carlisle, have come here to the Sports Talk 97.7 studios on behalf of BleedTechBlue.com to enlighten the Louisiana Tech family on the state of Louisiana Tech Athletics. Beck Haynes, as my witness, I ask that you please chime in whenever needed. This is an informal setting.
Just any time?
Any time.
Okay.
I would like to first make my loyal listeners aware I will only be addressing the five major sports. Those are as follows: Louisiana Tech football, men and women's basketball, along with baseball and softball. I will begin with the 2018 performance of the men and women's basketball program. Eric Conkle's squad finished at 17-16 overall, 7-11 in Conference USA play, good for 10th place in the conference. Injuries mounted, with Janiah White being forced to medically retire. Daquan Bracey was never more than 70% in conference play, and Jalen Harris decided he would rather focus on academics. Conkle's squad underperformed. It was truly disappointing. At 15-9 overall and 5-6 in Conference USA play, in 2019, I ask that Coach Eric Conkle please step to the forefront and let me know what I can do to eliminate the injuries and allow the Dunkin' Dogs to finally dunk again. Brooks Storrs' squad finished 19-12 overall and 10-6 in league play in 2018, which was good for fourth in Conference USA. This is the Lady Texters we're talking about. If you're not first, you're last. While 2019 has been a struggle, I remain confident in the Storrs family. Yeah, their whole family coaches the team. In getting the program back to a conference championship level. Shifting to baseball, Lane Burroughs won 39 games in 2018 with the most conference wins in program history with 21. That said, the Bulldogs bowed out early in the Conference USA tournament. Therefore, were left watching the NCAA regionals in the comfort of their own locker room. Led by Logan Bailey and Hunter Wells, the Diamond Dogs have a regional or bust mindset in 2019. And for me, Beck, you know me, I'm a boom or bust type of guy. Gentlemen, forge on and win the war in 2019. Looking at the Lady Texter softball team, Mark Montgomery continues to do a fine job, winning 34 games in 2018. But a regular season ending sweep at the hands of Florida International resulted in the Texters coming up short of its conference championship goal. What will the ladies do to avoid a similar finish in 2019? They'll rely on Conference USA Player of the Year Morgan Turcoli. Turcoli does it all. She's a Swiss Army knife, and when you have a knife at your side during war, it is always nice. Shifting to the gridiron, Skip Holtz, Bulldogs finished the 2018 season with an 8-5 overall record. While that record might look nice on paper, the Bulldogs were 7-3 before dropping two of their final three games down the stretch. 2018 taught us that Ben is in fact an idiot, and Jamar Smith is, in fact, not an all-conference quarterback. 2018 taught us Adrian Hardy shall now be referred to as the number one receiver in Conference USA. 2018 taught us that the La Tech offensive line does not like to block. 2018 taught us that Jalen Ferguson is the best pass rusher in NCAA history, and that Amik Robertson continues to age like a fine wine. He gets better with time. What do I, Ben Carlisle, the publisher of the world-famous BleedTechBlue.com, expect in 2019? Skip Holtz, it's time. It's time to find that explosive offense that Bulldog fans show up to the Joe to watch. And it's time to watch a conference championship victory. In all, I, Ben Carlisle, have been satisfied with the performance of the Tech student-athletes in 2018, but we must do more. We must charge on, we must conquer our fear, and we must win conference championships. Beck? Your thoughts?
That's a good summation of the five major sports, BC. But I agree. I think every single year
we just come up a little short.
Just a little bit short. So
I must say that was a heck of a speech.
It was. And I think it I haven't looked at all I guess I didn't realize that all
we
look
Should
at all,
I win an ESPY?
No. But you did compile some interesting arguments, because when you know usually it's you know season goes on, and so we don't look at sports back to back.
Yep, that's right.
So when you look at them all and see that every single one of them just about has come up pretty close to a conference championship,
close but no cigar, as the old saying goes. Well, let's shift our focus. National Signing Day 2019 right around the corner. Heck, what are we, 12 hours away? This time tomorrow morning, 6:25 a.m., one place BC will be straight grinding. If you're looking for the best Louisiana Tech recruiting information out there, join us at bleedtechblue.com, only $9.95 a month. In fact, we'll be the only media outlet covering National Signing Day throughout the day. Join us, only $9.95 a month. Trust me, you won't regret it. Looking at the Tech 2019 recruiting class, Beck, I mentioned in the opening segment, C.J. Johnson, three-star cornerback out of Greenwood, Mississippi, pledged his services to the Bulldogs on Saturday afternoon. You might be wondering when Bleed Tech Blue reported Mr. Johnson's commitment. Take a guess at what time it was on Saturday.
I mean, so early, Ben, I don't even think I was awake, probably.
You aren't. 4:29 a.m. The two-month-old was feeding. BC was breaking news. C.J. Johnson commits to the Bulldogs. When you look at Johnson, has a plethora of offers. I believe he has 12 or so. I'll look that up during the break. I mentioned that Tech flipped him from Memphis. Tech also picked up a commitment the prior week from an offensive lineman, Paris Heath. Paris Heath, you would think he's a street baller coming from Brooklyn, New York, but he's a 6'4", 325-pound offensive guard.
He's from New York.
Brooklyn, New York.
And he's going to come to Tech.
Beck, that's the question that many are wondering.
Who recruited him in New York?
The Dawgs.
I'm happy to have him.
Paris Heath took a visit to Maryland this past weekend, the final weekend before signing day, where he picked up an offer from the Terrapins. Mike Locksley, former offensive coordinator at Alabama, the new coach at Maryland. Time will tell if he let Heath know that he's 3-31 as a head coach in his career. But, like I said, join us at bleedtechblue.com, only $9.95 a month for the latest on Heath. We'll see if he ends up a Bulldog. A lot of questions surrounding his commitment as we near National Signing Day tomorrow morning. 11 guys have signed early for the Bulldogs. One quarterback, Jackson Thompson. One wide receiver, Kyle Maxwell. We'll get into some of these guys in the next segment. Four offensive linemen. I mentioned Paris Heath. You also got Jonah Brewster, 6'7", 300 pounds, out of Plano, Texas. You also have Stevie Ballard out of Mississippi, 6'5", 295 pounds. And then you have Anton Lewis, JUCO offensive lineman from Clarksdale, Mississippi. Those three, the latter three after Heath, all signed in the early period. You have three defensive linemen when you look at, well, you have three committed right now. One has signed in Michael Clark. You have two committed, Keavy Rose, Deshaun Hall. Tech is in one heck of a recruiting battle for Deshaun Hall. You can join us at bleedtechblue.com for the latest. Two linebackers, Alan Walker out of the state of Georgia. He's a top 40 linebacker in the country. I know Bob Diaco can't wait to get his hands on him. Mackie Carabin out of San Antonio, one of the top 25 players out of San Antonio, 6'2", 220 pounds. Four defensive backs. I mentioned C.J. Johnson. You also got Charvis Thornton. Thornton, number 30 athlete in the country out of Southern Lab in Baton Rouge. We'll see if he signs tomorrow. Do I sound like a broken record? Join us at bleedtechblue.com.
Yep.
Sounds bleedtechblue.com. Christian Archangel, he signed, sealed, and delivered, 6'1", 185, three-star commitment out of Como High School in Lafayette.
Better eat a cheeseburger, bro. 185 ain't much.
No, it ain't, but he's playing corner.
He'll be all right.
Yeah, he'll make it. Safety, Kyrie Morrison, 6'2", 191 out of West Feliciana. He signed in the early period as well. And then you have two kickers to round out the class, Jacob Barnes, brother of Louisiana Tech's all-time leading scorer, Jonathan Barnes, and Garen Bonyol. Bonyol is expected to sign tomorrow morning. We're going to go ahead and take our next time out. We'll dive into this recruiting class. You're listening to Bleed Tech Blue Radio, Sports Talk 97.7.
At First National Bank, part of being the uncommon bank is a dedication to community involvement. We are dedicated to the communities we serve. First National Bank has the privilege of partnering with MedCamps of Louisiana for the 2017 Louisiana Tech football season. For every touchdown the Bulldogs score, FNB will donate $100 to MedCamps, a nonprofit organization that provides a residential camping experience free of charge to children living with special needs. Visit their website, medcamps.org, for more information on how you can help. First National Bank, we promise to be uncommon in all things we do. Member FDIC.
Bulldog fans, this is Chris Brister from Brister's Smokehouse, and I'd like to invite you to our new location, 1420 Cooktown Road in Ruston, across the street from our old location. Stop in and try our famous scatter load on your choice of four different types of bread. Our barbecue nachos are piled high with your favorite type of meat, and you have to taste for yourself our tender and juicy smoked cooked chicken, my personal favorite. So whether you're in town or at a Tech game or just in the mood for the best barbecue in town, come see us at Brister's Smokehouse, 1420 Cooktown Road in Ruston.
Got stuff you need to store or haul or keep covered? You need ideal portable buildings, carports, and trailer sales. Whatever size building you need, they'll build it right on your lot. They've got utility trailers to haul what you got from 8 to 16 feet, and you can protect it all with a new carport from Ideal, the number one Eagle carport dealer in the state. Store it, haul it, cover it. Ideal Portable Buildings, Carports, and Trailer Sales. 699-9426 or find them on Facebook.
Hey DQ fans, looking for the perfect treat to give that special person in your life, even if that special person is yourself? Then skip the cheap tchotchkes and badly decorated boxes of candy and grab a dipped strawberry blizzard made with Ghirardelli. With strawberry and real chunks of Ghirardelli blended into world-famous DQ soft serve, treats don't get any more premium than this, or romantic. After all, you can't spell love without Ghirardelli. So get a dipped strawberry blizzard made with Ghirardelli today. It's only for limited time and only at your DQ.
Want to find out stuff about Tech sports your neighbor doesn't know? Keep it right here on Bleed Tech Blue Radio, brought to you by First National Bank. Call or text the show on the Fairway Cards hotline, 888-993-7762.
Welcome back, Bleed Tech Blue Radio, National Signing Day, the late period, 2019, is upon us. It'll be here tomorrow morning. Louisiana Tech looking to close out the 2019 recruiting class with some success. As I mentioned in the previous segment, 17 commitments currently for the Bulldogs. 11 guys signed in the early period. I got a question on the text line from Justin. Which of the new football recruits excites y'all the most? I'll answer this myself, but I think, you know, it's the most glamorous position, obviously, but I really can't wait to see what Jackson Thompson can do out of the Dallas area. Thompson's a quarterback. You know, he'll be here for spring practice, so I think that certainly brings some excitement to the competition aspect of it when we talk about some of Jamar's struggles a year ago. Also, like Michael Clark, 6'4", 220-pound defensive end out of Crowley, Texas. I think the projectability out of him, if you get an opportunity to watch his tape, looks like he can really be a good one. So, looking at the 17 commitments in this class, you have 9 3-stars, 8 2-stars. I know if you go to Rivals.com, this class ranks 8th in Conference USA, but a lot of the Rivals rankings, and you can call it a flaw, whatever you want to call it, it has to do a lot on the numbers of players that you have committed or signed, and this isn't going to be, you know, a full 25-man class for Tech, so it's going to be on the smaller side, and just going from a pure star perspective, Tech has the highest average star per player, which, so you could say that they're bringing in a lot of quality amongst their 17 commitments. They all, you know, the 9 3-stars are the third most in Conference USA, whereas, you know, the 17 commitments are 10th most in the conference. So they're certainly bringing in plenty of quality players in this 2019 class.
Tech don't bring them in just to bring them in, BC.
No, bro. No. You got to be able to play the game a little bit.
Tech pedigree, you know what I'm saying?
I hear you. All right, so
looking at the class, where is there still a concern entering into signing day tomorrow? What are you worried about?
Position-wise. I don't know if I'd call it a worry, but there's some concern, I think, on the offensive and defensive line. On the offensive line, you got, three guys signed. You got another committed in Paris Heath. We'll see if he signs or not. But I think you need to add another offensive lineman to this class, potentially two. So we'll see what happens tomorrow. I know there's a couple of guys on the radar that Tech certainly has an opportunity to get. There's a big 6'7", 330-pound offensive lineman, Willie Tyler. He visited this past weekend from Iowa Central. Will he choose Tech, or will he go to Texas or Baylor? That's the big question.
We'll just call him Willie.
Willie. We could certainly call him that. Then you look at another position. You talk about the defensive line. You're losing the likes of a Jalen Ferguson. You talk about the guys that you lose inside with Keontae Garner, Jordan Bradford, LaDante Davenport forgoing his final season at the opposite defensive end spot. You lose Emmanuel Turner. You also lose Matthew Yadarga. So you're losing six guys on the defensive front. Right now there's only three guys commit. One guy signed in Michael Clark, and then you got two guys committed in Keavy Rose and Deshaun Hall. Certainly some work to do. I think Tech needs to get Rose and Hall signed, sealed, and delivered. I think that would ease some of the concern for me. But then you have to look at the JC ranks. Are there some targets out there for Tech in the junior college ranks to get some experience, especially on the interior? I know Diaco, the new defensive coordinator, likes to run a lot of a 3-4 scheme, which it's going to take a nose tackle, and nose tackles are 315, 330 in this day and age of college football. So we'll see what Tech can do. There's some junior college targets out there. I think this could bleed over until after signing day. Tech might turn their attention towards some grad transfers, but we'll see. But for me, offensive and defensive line are the major concerns. They say, championships are won in the trenches. Well, we're about to find out if Holtz and company can put together a solid ending to this class.
Looking over the years, we've had certain areas of the team, whether it's star quarterback, unbelievable receivers. I know those things are very important. I would love for us to
be the shiny pieces.
Yeah, I would love for us to be able to talk about how solid the offensive line is. And I just think
I'm with you.
That opens up so many different options across the field for the offense.
And
we just haven't been able to talk about that in a while since Scuba Steve was here.
And just to piggyback on that, Jamar's not a rock star, okay? It is what it is. But, we've seen it. When you give him plenty of time to throw, a la LSU, at times against Southern Miss, there's been games throughout his career. He's fine. And so if you do shore up that offensive line to where you give him plenty of time to throw, maybe he does emerge as a senior. We don't know, but I think you would agree with me when I say this. Cleaning up the offensive line not only helps your quarterback out, it also allows your receivers to get a half a second longer to get open, opens up some more holes in the running game. So, it's beneficial for everyone involved.
I agree.
Fans included.
Yeah, I just would love to see that part of the offense be a lock,
Yeah, I hear you.
All right, so how does this recruiting class stack up against past recruiting classes?
Well, that's a brilliant question out of you, my friend. I'm certainly glad that you brought that one to the table for BC. So looking at this 2019 recruiting class, currently ranks 80th nationally. I mentioned that it's 8th in Conference USA, but when you look at it from a star perspective, it's number one in the league. The 2018 class also ranked 80th nationally. 2017 class ranked 94th nationally. The 2016 class ranked 97th nationally. The 2015 class ranked 77th nationally. The 2014 class ranked 83rd nationally. And the 2013 class ranked 80th nationally. And those are all of Skip Holtz's signing classes since he's been here. So I think, you know, from a ranking standpoint, you know, nationally, this class ranks right up there with, you know, some of the best. The 2015 class is one that sticks out to me, being 77th overall back in 2015. And you, some of those players from that class, and these will ring a bell. And let's look at some of the contributors from that class, Beck. You talk about Courtney Wallace, a guy that's starting to emerge at defensive tackle, Ephraim Kitchen, O'Shea Dugas, an all-conference performer, Jamar Smith, Jordan Bradford was a three-year starter. Colin Scott led the team in tackles a year ago. James Jackson started for the first time as a redshirt junior, played really well this season. Javonte Woodard has provided some nice depth as a speed guy on the outside. Devontae Lovett, we haven't seen a whole lot out of him, but I think this is a year coming into his redshirt senior year where he could potentially start at tackle. Ethan Reed was a freshman All-American. Emmanuel Turner was a four-year guy. Will get some offers to play in the NFL as an undrafted free agent. Rashid Bonnet, a speed guy at receiver, has shown flashes at times. Jaquise Dancy started at running back this year. I think he had a team-high 12 touchdowns. Trey Spencer's a guy at cornerback that has shown flashes throughout his career. Aaron Roberson has provided some depth at cornerback as well. LaDonte Davenport, I mentioned, he'll forgo his senior year, but he provided some depth as a junior and was a contributor. And then you talk about Brandon Derman as well at linebacker. So that's 17 of 23 players out of that class that have proven to be contributors, which is certainly not the norm. I don't think hitting on 17 of 23 players is realistic year in and year out. But, you know, you have those good years and you have a class like that, and it's certainly probably the best class that Skip Holtz has had to date. I think when you look at this 2019 class, you have some intriguing players when you talk about, you know, a Kyle Maxwell out of a meet, a guy that, you know, Tech fended off. Plenty of Power 5 programs when you talk about Arkansas, Kentucky, Tennessee, Kansas. 6'2", 180 pounds on the outside. Michael Clark, I mentioned him as a player, a long-rangey defensive end that had a solid senior season. Alan Walker, number 46 linebacker in the country, also held offers from Kansas, Mississippi State, South Florida, Syracuse. So he certainly comes to Tech with plenty of pedigree. Christian Archangel, you know, you talked about him gaining some weight, but I think the more important thing is he's a cornerback at 6'1". We've seen the effectiveness of Snead when you have those long, rangy cornerbacks. Kyrie Morrison, safety, you know, 6'2", 191 out of West Feliciana, had offers from Tech, SMU, Southern Miss, TCU, Tulsa, UTSA, certainly a hot commodity. And then you look at some of the commitments with Akivi Rose. I know Texas Tech has owned him hard, really fighting for his signature. Also had offers from Oklahoma State, Kansas, Boise State, Colorado State, SMU. Seems like the list goes on and on. Deshaun Hall had plenty of late interest from Kansas, Tennessee, Wisconsin, TCU. Took a visit to TCU and Wisconsin. Charvis Thornton played cornerback for the Dogs. Number 69 athlete in the country, number 30 player in the state of Louisiana. Tech had to hold off Arkansas, Colorado, Kansas, Memphis, Oregon State. So I think there are some good players in this class. I think that, you know, on the higher end of things, that you've got some players that have some really good opportunity to come in and make an immediate impact. I think when you talk about a guy like an Alan Walker, you talk about a guy like Michael Clark, at defensive end, a place where Tech's losing three guys. And then, you know, Anton Lewis, the junior college offensive lineman, when you're losing both Michael Rodriguez and O'Shea Dugas, well, you're an older guy. You have that JC experience. You certainly have an opportunity to come in and play right away. So it'll be interesting to see how this class shakes out. And, you know, looking ahead to the 2019 season, I know you talked about, you know, where are there some holes at, and well, one more name I want to mention is Jackson Thompson, the quarterback. Usually quarterbacks commit fairly early. Tech was able to get in on him pretty late. They end up holding off Tulane, held off Syracuse as well. I know he had a Florida Atlantic offer, so I'm excited to see him. He'll be here this spring. But just looking outside of the offensive and defensive line, you know, Davin Dyer, what are your thoughts on him again?
Well, BC, I may have been wrong, but, you know, I'd rather be wrong about the punter than the quarterback. So, you know, I'll take it.
Well, he's gone.
Yeah, he is gone.
So, who's going to replace him? Is it Brady Farlow? Personal opinion, I don't think Farlow's the guy. Jacob Barnes is being brought in. I know he can kick and he can punt. So, hopefully, he can come in and provide Tech with an immediate impact. And like you said, we know how important special teams can be. You look at Ryan Allen in the Super Bowl. I mean,
well, it just comes down to like those, you know, like last year with all those, or 2 years ago with all those 1 point losses. It's like, man, being pinned deep or a made field goal in the first quarter could have been
make
a huge deal. Yeah.
So. Oh, absolutely. And so, Beck, I got a question for you. And maybe it's me. Maybe it's me.
It probably is, man.
But you look at this 2019 season, coming back. We got an experienced quarterback.
Yep.
Top two running backs return in Israel Tucker and Jaquice Dancy.
Yep.
The whole interior of your offensive line returns when you talk about Cody Russey, Ethan Reed, and, you know, whether it's Drew Kirkpatrick or Josh Moat.
Yep.
At receiver, you return, you know, Adrian Hardy, Alfred Smith, you know, Wayne Toussaint, Smoke Harris, Rasheed Bonnet, Javonte Woodard.
We get to watch Smoke play this year.
Yeah, every receiver you return outside of Teddyville. On the defensive side, yes, Jalen Ferguson's gone off your defensive line, but, you know, you return Willie Baker, who proved he has some talent. You know, outside of there, there's some question marks on the defensive line. At linebacker, you return everyone outside of Brandon Dermon and Davon Washington. So that includes Colin Scott, your leading tackler. Connor Taylor will be expected to play a bigger role.
You know I'm a big Connor Taylor fan.
Are you?
Yeah.
You like the hair.
Well, that, and I watched him in practice, and I just like what I see, Ben.
Well, I love the observation.
I do. I mean, he hits somebody.
Has a noser for the football.
Gets up and pats everybody on the helmet. He's a real team guy, BC, real selfless.
Straight out of Utah.
Just flying all over the field.
Straight out
Maybe
of Utah.
Maybe you're like, correct me if I'm wrong, BC, but he started with the lesser role and then got more playing time,
yeah,
as the year went on.
Yeah, he did.
Proved to be effective.
So hopefully he can step in and be a starter at linebacker. James Jackson's back to play that safety linebacker hybrid spot. And then you look at, you know, the cornerbacks, obviously Amik Robertson, Legarius Sneed. But is it fair to say those two are the best cornerback duo in Conference USA?
Fair to say it, Ben. It's fair to say.
I think they are as well. I think both of those guys have an opportunity. Obviously, Amik does. I think Sneed does as well to play at the next level. And then at safety, Darrell Lewis returns. Will Daniel Lewis, the Hawaii grad transfer, return? We'll see. Jaden Cole coming back off of a redshirt year as a sophomore. He was highly touted out of Neville High School. So you have those, all those players I just named returning. But I feel like there's just, for some reason, a tremendous amount of questions. Like I'm just concerned for some reason.
Your questions or fan questions?
Like, just in general, like, I don't feel as comfortable going into 2019. I don't know. Maybe it's the quarterback issues that Tech has had that has me a little bit.
There's,
you know,
just, yeah, there's no, there's, we have no reason to believe that it's going to be any different than the last 2 years.
I think that, yeah.
Like, I can see how some of the holes on defense are there and some other ones we're pretty confident with, but I need to see something more from like a, this is cliche, but a team togetherness. Like,
no,
you know,
it's fair.
That's what I,
fair.
So yeah, this last year Tech won some of the close games and that's great. I'm happy for that, but also just got absolutely dominated in some games that shouldn't have.
Yeah. Like the Western Kentucky.
Right. And that's just to be that big of a discrepancy week to week is
more consistent.
Not a talent issue. Like we play that well against LSU in Tiger Stadium and then lose to Kentucky by multiple touchdowns. Like
Western Kentucky.
That's what I meant. Western Kentucky.
No, yeah, that's a good point. And I think that's why I'm concerned. So, looking, one more question. We had a question on the Bleed Tech Blue message board. Who are some red shirts that we could see contributing on the offensive side? I think, obviously, you have Smoke Harris at receiver. I think you could see the two red-shirted offensive tackles when you talk about Byron Russell and Christian Henderson. Those two guys could potentially work their way into the two deep. And then on the defensive side, you know, Trey Baldwin, defensive or linebacker, redshirted from a junior college a year ago. I think he's really going to be a good player. Jaden Cole, redshirted as a sophomore at safety. I think he finds his way onto the field in 2019. Defensive line, maybe we see a guy like a DJ Jackson potentially come in and contribute at defensive tackle. You know, looking at it from a pure number standpoint, it certainly looks like Tech is going to need some help on the defensive tackle position. So, anyways, that's our recruiting talk. Like I said, National Signing Day 2019 will be here tomorrow morning. Join us at bleedtechblue.com, only $9.95 a month. We'll be the only media outlet covering it throughout the day. Certainly worth your $9.95, so join us. BleedTechBlue.com. We come back from the break. We'll talk a little bit of Dunkin' Dog, Lady Texter basketball. You're listening to Bleed Tech Blue Radio Sports Talk 97.7.
Walpole Tire and Service has been a proud La Tech supporter for over 60 years. So when the Bulldogs hit the field or hardwood, make sure your vehicle is game ready. Let the staff at Walpole get you safely to and from the game with brake repair, alignments, and computer diagnostics, plus all major brands of tires, including Goodyear, Michelin, and BF Goodrich. Walpole Tire and Service, a name you can trust. Ruston and West Monroe. Visit WalpoleTire.com.
First National Bank, the uncommon bank. Banking on a first-name basis. Uncommon. People, service, and convenience. Uncommon. Dedication, trust, and courtesy. First National Bank. Beyond banking, with 100 years of experience. Uncommonly close to you. First National Bank. The Uncommon Bank. www.theuncommonbank.com. Member FDIC.
Get off the interstate and get into Brennan Dodge Chrysler Jeep and let us show you why your satisfaction is our number one priority. As a certified Chrysler 5-star dealership, we take great pride in the experience you have with us. That's why the customer satisfaction scores you give us continually rank in the highest level. Come see us at Brennan Dodge Chrysler Jeep in Ruston or shop our website at BrennanDodge.com. You'll experience great deals and award-winning service. And you will know why Brennan Dodge is a certified Chrysler 5-star dealer.
Get more fun out of everything you do with a new EasyGo from Fairway Carts in Minden. For years, Fairway Carts has been this area's choice for EasyGo gas or electric golf carts, multi-passenger carts, rugged utility carts for work, and EasyGos for hunting too. With a full line of accessories and expert service department, Fairway Carts delivers it all. Come by the showroom on Highway 531 in Minden, just north of I-20, or call 800-960-CART.
You gotta love it. Tech sports, that is. That's why there's Bleed Tech Blue Radio, brought to you by First National Bank. Call or text the show on the Fairway Carts hotline, 888-993-7762.
Welcome back, Bleed Tech Blue Radio. Ben Carlisle, Beck Haynes, coming at you live from the Sports Talk 977 studios. John Tabor running the board, doing a great job as always. Dunkin' Dogs, 15-9 overall, 5-6 in Conference USA play, 10th overall in the conference, or 9th overall in the Conference USA standings, which would put them in the second pod if the season ended today. But I guess the good news is only 1.5 games back of fourth place. The bad news.
Tight race, BC.
Tight race, but got to go through 5 teams to get there. Only 3 games left. Southern Miss Saturday afternoon at 4 p.m. That's at Southern Miss in Hattiesburg. Tech will not play a Thursday game. They will then return home next week to host both UTEP and UTSA. That UTSA team, Beck, I was looking at one of their box scores, and I don't expect you to know this, but I'm just a junkie. Last week, they played Marshall, the Thundering Herd. Dropped 116 burger on the Thundering Herd.
Oof.
One guy, I think his name is Wallace, dropped 45. Jackson, their leading scorer, dropped 30. Try 75. That's like some Patty Mahomes and Tyreek Hill fantasy.
You can win a game in Conference USA scoring 75.
Yeah, so UTSA will be a tough home game. But looking at this Tech team, you know, 0-6 on the road in conference play, and I talked a lot about at the beginning of the year when Tech picked up road wins over Wichita State, at Stephen F. Austin, at ULL as well, that, you know, it seemed that this young team had overcame the hurdle of being young. But you lose two captains in Derek Jean and Xavier Christian, both of whom I don't expect to return this year, which I don't think that would come as a surprise to many. But I think the most important loss was Derek Jean. We've watched Jean for many years. He's probably played 100 games in a Bulldog uniform. Is Jean going to light up the scoreboard and score 26 and hit 8 threes? Probably not. But he's such a leader, a vocal leader on the floor that seems to bring a calming effect to the team. And, yes, he's on the bench, but in the heat of the battle, it's hard to slow down, take a deep breath, you know, say, hey, you know what, we're going to work the shot clock, we're going to get an open shot, we're going to settle things back down. So I think that has to do a lot with some of their struggles in conference play. And they're not hitting free throws at a high rate. And, you know, the old adage is, well, if you can't make free throws, why don't you just practice some more? Well, like, good Lord. Like, you don't think they're practicing? Like, you don't think Coach Cockle thinks they can't make free throws? Yes, but at some point I think a little bit of it becomes mental. And so I think that, you know, they have to show that ability to be able to slow the game down and slow down some of those runs that the opposing teams go on. And that's what happened at Florida Atlantic and Florida International. Tech was just unable to get stops down the stretch while also up being unable to get quality shots on the offensive end. And, you know, Daquan Bracey's really the only player for Tech offensively that can get his own shot. And I think that shows up a lot late in games. I think I'd be remiss if I didn't mention former Bulldog Xavier Stapleton. You remember Mr. Stapleton, Beck?
Yeah, I remember him.
Yeah, 19 points and 9 rebounds off the bench for Florida Atlantic. Only played 25 minutes. Certainly got his revenge. Former Tech assistant Dusty May got his revenge, I guess you could say, as well as the head coach at Florida Atlantic. And looking at Saturday night, Tech travels to Miami to take on Florida International, a team that, you know, under a first-year head coach, play with the fastest pace in college basketball. I had a chance to watch that game, and, man, it would make you dizzy watching them run up and down the floor, just firing three after three after three, and a lot of them went down, and Tech had the lead for the most part in the first half before, like I said, Tech falters late in the game. Florida International ends up taking that game 75-69. I believe Jacob, last name Jacob, hit 5 or 6 threes for Florida International, scored 24 points to drop Tech to 5-6 in Conference USA play. I mentioned Stacey Thomas went down in the FAU game Thursday night. His status remains up in the air. I don't think it's a major injury.
Was it an ankle or something?
His knee. Yeah. He should be all right, but that's not to say it won't hold him out for a period of time. Lady Texters picked up 2 home wins this week against Florida Atlantic and Florida International, 2 blowout wins. I believe they won by 36 over FAU, picked up an 18-point win over Florida International. Kira Anthony finally had some help. Her running mates did a really good job of leading the Lady Texters to 2 conference wins. Lady Texters are now 12-11 overall, 4-6 in Conference USA play. They're in 10th place, which would leave them in the second pod as well, 2.5 games ahead of 11th place, but they're a full 3 games back at the top of the top pod, so all likelihood they'll end up in the second pod come conference tournament time. Texters will host Southern Miss Saturday at 1 p.m. So we're going to go ahead. That's enough for Bulldog basketball. We're going to go ahead and get to our next timeout. When we come back from the break, Mark Montgomery, Lady Texters softball coach, will join us. Lady Texters pick to finish number one in Conference USA in the preseason. You're listening to Bleed Tech Blue Radio Sports Talk 97.7.
At First National Bank, part of being the uncommon bank is a dedication to community involvement. We are dedicated to the communities we serve. First National Bank has the privilege of partnering with MedCamps of Louisiana for the 2017 Louisiana Tech football season. For every touchdown the Bulldogs score, FNB will donate $100 to MedCamps, a nonprofit organization that provides a residential camping experience free of charge to children living with special needs. Visit their website, MedCamps.org, for more information on how you can help. First National Bank, we promise to be uncommon in all things we do. Member FDIC.
Bulldog fans, this is Chris Brister from Brister's Smokehouse, and I'd like to invite you to our new location, 1420 Cooktown Road in Ruston, across the street from our old location. Stop in and try our famous scatter load on your choice of four different types of bread. Our barbecue nachos are piled high with your favorite type of meat, and you have to taste for yourself our tender and juicy smoke-cooked chicken, my personal favorite. So whether you're in town at a Tech game or just in the mood for the best barbecue in town, come see us at Brister's Smokehouse, 1420 Cooktown Road in Ruston.
Got stuff you need to store or haul or keep covered? You need ideal portable buildings, carports, and trailer sales. Whatever size building you need, they'll build it right on your lot. They've got utility trailers to haul what you got from 8 to 16 feet, and you can protect it all with a new carport from Ideal, the number one Eagle carport dealer in the state. Store it, haul it, cover it. Ideal Portable Buildings, Carports, and Trailer Sales. 699-9426 or find them on Facebook.
Injured in an accident? Call Creed & Creed in Monroe for local experienced representation. This is KNBB Dubok Ruston Monroe, 97.7.
Don't have time to keep up with Louisiana Tech sports the way you'd like to? No worries, just listen to Bleed Tech Blue Radio, brought to you by First National Bank. Call or text the show on the Fairway Cards hotline, 888-993-7762.
Welcome back, Bleed Tech Blue Radio. Ben Carlisle, Beck Haynes, coming to you live from the Sports Talk 97.7 studios. Lady Texter softball season is here. Lady Texters opened their season Friday morning in Gulf Shores. And to join us on the Fairway Carts Hotline, head coach of the Texters, Mark Montgomery. How you doing tonight, Coach?
I'm doing well. Thanks, guys.
Absolutely. So, Coach, you look at, you know, going back to a season ago, you guys finished up the season 34-23. Didn't finish the season in the way that you would have hoped for it to. You know, losing the last three games in the regular season before falling in the conference tournament. What have you guys taken away from that finish as you head into the 2019 season?
Well, you know, you're always building to try to be the best program you can be year in and year out. And but that was probably the first time this program, at least as long as I've been there, has ever kind of been the hunted. You know, up until then, we've been the hunter. So, you know, playing with that bullseye on your back, I guess you just got to get used to it. And if you haven't done it before, it may be a little more difficult than people realize. So, you know, we kind of started out the year feeling the pressure, and then I think we put together a great stretch in the middle that was awesome, and then we kind of felt the pressure at the end. So, you know, I think the girls realized what they kind of did, and that they had it in their hands, and they let it slip away, and it's frustrating. But at the end of the day, I think that having that experience is good for them, and that will be better because of it. So, you know, we've been picked to win the league now back-to-back years, and hopefully this year we can make it stick.
Well, and you mentioned being the hunted. You talk about being picked to win the conference in the preseason again this year. Have you noticed a difference in how your girls are preparing for the season, maybe a little bit more focused now that they have some of that experience under their belt?
Well, no, absolutely. And certainly knowing them, you know, them as well as the coaching staff, sitting down at the end of the year, what went right for us, what went wrong, what do we need to change, what do we need to change as a program, what do we need to change as individuals, and then everybody putting that best foot forward. And I think they've done it. You know, certainly the communication, the hunger, the desire. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I've been coaching now Division I over 20 years, and this was my favorite fall and preseason ever. So, I mean, just in terms of the enjoyment of it and the girls, I mean, every day wanting to get better and no drama, no situations. Now, you know, when you write the actual lineup up, it becomes real. So, you know, we'll have to face some of those problems that come with that. But at the end of the day, everybody seems bought into making the team the best that it can be, and that's exciting.
And, Coach, when you look at things, you know, obviously you're a coach, so everything is obviously geared towards preparing your team for the season, getting them ready for not only non-conference play but Conference USA play as well. But when making that non-conference schedule, it's very difficult to get an at-large regional berth, being that, you know, we're in Conference USA, and it's a good league when you talk about not only Louisiana Tech but Florida Atlantic and, you know, plenty of other good teams as well.
Sure.
But how do you build your schedule? Do you build it towards getting an at-large berth, or do you try to get your girls some confidence in the non-conference portion of the schedule?
Well, I think that's always the challenge. And last year we may have overshot just a little bit. Certainly probably the most challenging schedule I've ever put together was last year. You know, the dilemma, though, is we're not like an SEC school. All I got to do is finish with a winning record. I get a winning record, they're going to the NCAA tournament. And that's kind of a shame, but yeah, that's the way the model is set up right now. You know, for us, we're in a situation where we got to win 40, 45 games. And so we divide the season into kind of three parts, those preseason conference or preseason tournaments that you talk about, the conference season, and then all the midweeks. You know, a few years ago, our Achilles heel was the midweeks. We'd be great on the weekends, and we'd turn around and play somebody like ULM or Northwestern State, and we wouldn't be that good. So we have now kind of, again, every year you kind of grow, you keep adding to your puzzle, and I think the kids understand that, you know, we've got to be stellar in all three of those aspects. We can't start off slow in these preseason tournaments. We can't, you know, let our guard down in conference a series or two. And if you do all of those facets of the game correctly, then, yeah, I think we are going to be an at-large team. I mean, that's the way we built it. There's enough strength of schedule in regards to who we play and when we play them that I believe we have a real chance to be sitting there at the end of the year somewhere in that kind of 40 RPI range, which would allow us to get that at-large bid.
And when you look at your roster, I know it has to feel good knowing that you return the Conference USA Pitcher of the Year in Presley Galloway, along with the Conference USA Player of the Year in Morgan Turcoli. Talk about how important they are to your squad.
Well, they mean so much. You know, Presley had a great year 2 years ago, and then again last year, and she's just a bulldog in the circle. Works so hard, and you know, when she came in, started, you know, when she got here, she threw probably 60-61, and she's now throwing, you know, 65 to 68 every day. So just incredible speed. And again, it's just her strength, her work ethic, and all of that type of stuff. But I tell people, you know, Presley's biggest challenge for Conference Pitcher of the Year may be on our own staff with Crystal De La Cruz. I mean, we've really got a great staff. Crystal was phenomenal her sophomore year, kind of battled injuries and some other problems during her junior year, but she seems to be back and throwing really well. And we got a couple other real strong contributors in the bullpen. So I think pitching is going to be just a real strength for the team. And then, you know, Morgan Turcoli makes us go offensively. She's just special. She's one of those rare kids with a combination of both speed and power. And she can hit for average. She can hit for power. And you know, if you walk her, she can steal second and steal third. So she brings a lot of elements to the table for us to really – exploit defenses and be able to put ourselves in a great situation to win. And you know, when you've got a player like that, it allows the other players around her to begin to excel. So, you know, and again, the funny thing is that the biggest competitor I think Morgan's going to have for a conference player of the year might be, again, on our own team with Jaslyn Crowder and Marilyn Rosato. I mean, we have two phenomenal other players that Marilyn is by far, well, if not the best, certainly one of the two or three best catchers in the country, and it's not even close. 19 people, I think, attempted to steal on her last year, and she threw out 12 of them. And you know, conversely, we stole 138 bases as a team. So she's phenomenal, and Jazz may be the best utility player I've ever seen. She can play any position and has such great power. We expect her to really have a breakout kind of year. She's been right there on the cusp and just not done it yet, but we think this is going to be special for her. So again, like you say, lots of to be excited for.
And you know, just to follow up a little bit on your pitching staff, you know, you see it so many times in softball that a coach gives the girl the ball, you know, in the first inning, and you expect her to throw the entirety of the game, and you expect her to throw, you know, 80 or 85% of the games throughout the year. how much of a benefit is it for you to have not only Galloway but De La Cruz as well? And like you mentioned, plenty of girls that can come out of the bullpen just to give a team a different look on a daily basis.
Oh, you know, well, first of all, not everybody's 100%. I mean, I don't care what baseball pitcher it is, you know, Clayton Kershaw, whoever. I mean, they all had their days that they didn't have their best stuff. Now, most of the time, those guys are good enough to where they can grind out a win, but we don't have to grind it out. I mean, if we have somebody who's struggling or not having their best day, we can make a change and feel really comfortable. And then in a conference series, when you're able to throw two or three different pitchers at a team as opposed to just one or, you know, maybe two, you know, you have the benefit to go in now playing them in the postseason. They don't know who you're going to throw at them. You know, I mean, if we're able to play Presley in game one and Crystal in game two and then turn around and, you know, throw our freshman who has so far looked just spectacular this year in game three, then they have no idea which team, which pitcher they're going to see in the postseason. And it really allows you then to really exploit, I guess, matchups and situations that give you the best chance to win.
And now we've talked about, you know, some of the better players that are, that you guys are returning, so to speak. But who are a couple of newcomers that we should keep an eye on this year?
Well, I mentioned our freshman pitcher. Her name's Hannah Koenig. Her parents are Tech graduates. Their legacy's there. And she's a stellar softball player, probably. I've got a dog in the fight, so I understand I'm a bit biased, but she probably should have won Miss Tennessee Player of the Year for the state of Tennessee. Tremendous pitcher for 5A Brentwood. Had a phenomenal career there, and it was a really big get for us to get her over a lot of other schools recruiting her. And she's been just remarkable thus far, so we expect her to have a fabulous year. And we've also got a girl named Lindsay Edwards who's, you know, came in from Plano. Probably our highest rated recruit ever, top 40 recruit according to Flow Softball. So for us to get a kid that's, you know, ranked in the top 50 is a steal. So, you know, those are two that I expect to do well. And then we have another one, a transfer from Ole Miss, who we recruited as a freshman, but she ended up going to Ole Miss, but she's back now. She redshirted last year with the Rebels and is now going to be a outstanding player for us as well, Mary Terrell. She's from Farmerville and actually went to Cedar Creek. So we were able to keep a good local connection, get her back home, and she's just doing some great things too. So I think we've got a real good mix of some young talent as well as some returning veterans. And I don't shy away from that number one pick. I mean, it means we're doing things the right way, and it means that, you know, we've got the players that other people think are capable of getting the job done. So we're excited.
Absolutely, Coach. Well, we appreciate you joining us tonight. We're looking forward to you guys kicking off the season Friday morning against Tennessee State.
Sounds good. We are excited as well, and we'll look forward to kind of keeping you guys abreast this year of how we're doing.
Absolutely. Mark Montgomery, head coach of the Lady Texter softball program, in his seventh season, picked preseason number one team in Conference USA. Beck, a top 40 recruit in the country? Forget being the best recruit for the softball team in their history. It might be the best recruit for all sports across Louisiana Tech. You know, outside of the Lady Texters in their heyday.
That's impressive. And that just speaks to what Coach is doing here at Tech and getting players to buy in and believe. So maybe softball will be the first one to bring us that conference championship we've been so desperately looking for the past few years.
We could use it. We could use it.
I'll take it.
Yeah, well,
I'll take any conference championship.
Well, maybe me and you can head out to a softball game one time this year. Take our girls.
Take the girls.
Let them run around a little bit. It's free admission. I don't know if the popcorn's free, but hey, who knows? But anyways, Mark Montgomery in his seventh season, I don't think it can be overstated the job he's done at the head of the softball program. I know they came up short of a regional, but they're looking to get back into an NCAA regional in 2019, which would be their second NCAA regional in 3 years. This softball program is certainly in good hands with Mark Montgomery. We're going to go ahead. We're going to take our final timeout of the night. When we come back, we'll wrap it up. You're listening to Bleed Tech Blue Radio, Sports Talk 97.7.
Game day can be every day with a new Easy Go from Fairway Carts in Minden. Whether you want to hit the links in the number one golf cart in the world
Spend family time in your EasyGo multi-passenger cart or work around the home or farm with a new EasyGo utility cart. Fairway Carts can make it happen. So make your weekend last all week long with a new EasyGo from Fairway Carts in Minden. Call 800-960-CART or visit online at fairwaycarts.net. Walpole Tire and Service has been a proud LaTeX supporter for over 60 years. So when the Bulldogs hit the field or hardwood, make sure your vehicle is game ready. Let the staff at Walpole get you safely to and from the game with brake repair, alignments, and computer diagnostics, plus all major brands of tires, including Goodyear, Michelin, and BF Goodrich. Walpole Tire and Service, a name you can trust. Ruston and West Monroe. Visit walpoletire.com.
Hey, DQ fans, looking for the perfect treat to give that special person in your life, even if that special person is yourself? Then skip the cheap tchotchkes and badly decorated boxes of candy and grab a dipped strawberry blizzard made with Ghirardelli. With strawberry and real chunks of Ghirardelli blended into world-famous DQ soft serve, treats don't get any more premium than this, or romantic. After all, you can't spell love without Ghirardelli. So get a dipped strawberry blizzard made with Ghirardelli today. It's only for a limited time and only at your DQ.
First National Bank, the uncommon bank. Banking on a first name basis. Uncommon. People, service, and convenience. Uncommon. Dedication, trust, and courtesy. First National Bank. Beyond banking with 100 years of experience. Uncommonly close to you. First National Bank, the Uncommon Bank. www.theuncommonbank.com. Member FDIC.
Ready for a healthy dose of Louisiana Tech sports. Bleed Tech Blue Radio, brought to you by First National Bank, is back on the radio. Call or text the show on the Fairway Carts hotline, 888-993-7762.
Welcome back, Bleed Tech Blue Radio, final segment of the show. Ben Carlisle, Beck Haynes, producing the show, John Tabor. Beck, it's been a pretty good show tonight.
These are the dog days, Ben, and I think you're doing a good job carrying this.
Trying to. I'm carrying you, that's for sure. Beck comes in here. I send him 5 pages of notes. He walks in and says, can I see your notes? I forgot mine. Beck, where'd you forget them?
At the office, BC.
BC, I didn't print them.
No, I did print them. Oh. They're literally on the printer at the office.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, hey, we'll give you a pass.
Yeah, sometimes you're busy, man.
Yeah, I hear you. You know, signing new deals.
Yeah. Yeah. Signing deals, man.
Yeah, you know, you got that contract extension from Bleed Tech Blue, so now you're
just coasting.
Trying to extend some others.
I'm pulling on Aaron Rodgers, getting paid, and you don't got to win anymore,
man.
Man,
I
got
you. Well, I'm Jordan Rodgers, and I don't like you too much.
Speaking of that, dude, he's
a good color analyst.
I did not see that coming. I'm
he's
be
good.
He is good. I thought it was his last name, but I'm going to be honest. He's pretty good.
Yeah, he is pretty good. And not a good quarterback.
And a world with some real stinkers.
Yeah.
He's pretty good.
Yeah, he's a lot better than Jason Witten.
You turn on a Thursday night college game somewhere in Ohio and you just it's
some
rough,
action.
Man. It's rough.
I hear you. Yeah. So, National Signing Day tomorrow, February 6th. We'll have it covered, bleedtechblue.com.
You got a little cough, Ben? You ain't going to make it to the office tomorrow?
I ain't going to make it. A little sick, Beck. BC will be working live from the Bleed Tech Blue office, a.k.a. the house. If you'd like to bring some coffee and donuts over, feel free to call or shoot me a text.
Or join Bleed Tech Blue for $9.95 a month and message them on the message board.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what I would do.
Would love to hear from you. Would love to hear from you. So anyways, when you talk about this 2019 recruiting period, and I talk a lot about how, you know, this is my Super Bowl. This is something that I look forward to year in and year out. And, you know, whether Tech signs 17 or 6 more guys to make it 17 or 8 more guys to make it 19, whatever the number ends up being, I have to say, I'll say it straight, I'm pulling for these guys, like, a little more than, you know, the normal guy. A little more than a guy I didn't go with throughout his recruiting.
Right, yeah, I think definitely. When
like, I've gotten to know some of these
kids.
That's
what's so great about Bleed Tech Blue. It gives you information about the program, and the more information you have, the more you buy in a little bit. And
yeah, and these kids, you know, you get to talking to them, and, like they're excited.
They just want a ball.
Absolutely. And that seems, you know, I want a ball. But, like, for real, like, they can't wait to live out their college dream. And, you know, you talk to them from the first time they get that first offer from Louisiana Tech until now and when they sign and then when they report in June. And it's just a cool experience and something that I look forward to year in and year out. And, you know, you think that once the 2019 recruiting period winds down, that there's a little bit of downtime, but BC loves his subscribers, so we'll get a quick start on 2020 tomorrow afternoon. Start diving into some of the targets in the 2020 class. Skip Holtz and his staff has nearly 60 offers out already.
I was going to say, on the Twitterverse, it's been pretty active for the junior.
Yeah, so one commitment as well.
Wow.
Cedric Woods, cornerback. Wasman or Carroll High School in Monroe. Mr. Woods plays quarterback for Carroll. Will be a cornerback for the Bulldogs. Explosive athlete. And I would dare say the earliest commitment Tech has ever received.
Well, you know that doesn't mean anything in this day and age, Ben.
Yeah, they
can
could change tomorrow.
Recommit.
Oh, yeah.
Decommit, recommit.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt.
All right, Ben, let me ask you. Everybody's... The barbershop rumbling's been, everybody's been asking me because I know everything about
Tech
sports.
Yeah.
People just stopping me in the streets, Ben, texting me, calling me, FaceTiming me, Twittering me.
Yeah.
Has there been any thought to a grad transfer QB?
Oh, man. Beck, did you see who got released from his program the other day? DeAndre Francois from Florida State.
Bring him on.
Nah, I don't think Tech's going down the grad transfer route. You know, Jamar's a senior. Weston Elliott, you know Weston?
I do.
He'll be a redshirt junior. Nate Cox, redshirt sophomore. Aaron Allen will be a redshirt freshman. And then, like I mentioned, Jackson Thompson will be an early enrollee. He'll be a true freshman at quarterback for the Bulldogs. So I think they got the quarterback room, if you want to put it that way, pretty much set with how they want it to be from a classification standpoint, from a number standpoint.
All right, well, then let me ask you this.
If you bring a grad transfer in, you end up running off Jamar, which...
That's
like,
fine. I didn't say that, Ben.
Yeah, you didn't. Yeah. But anyway, like, whether you want Jamar ran off or not, the issue is not running Jamar off if he was to leave. It would be how the other guys take it. You know, what if they do that to me when I'm a senior? And so
what's the right time to bring in a grad transfer when you got a true freshman and sophomores?
Yeah, when you got younger players or you got quarterbacks that haven't played at all.
Yeah.
I think that would be – I don't think they bring – it could shock me, but right now I can't
You'd
see.
Be shocked is what you're saying.
I do expect Tech to add grad transfers.
But not quarterbacks.
Not quarterbacks.
All right, so let me ask you this then. Is there a shorter leash for Jamar this year than the past 2 years?
Oh, without a doubt.
If he pulls the same old Jamar.
I think so. And that's nothing against him. But I think that, you know, Weston has 2 years in the system. You got Allen that has, it'll be his second year in the system. You know, Thompson will have a spring and a fall camp to learn the system. I know
Thompson may come in and just surprise everybody.
He's been in the playbook like crazy. I can assure you of that. So I think the leash will be shorter. Now, will it satisfy the fans? We'll
Probably
see.
Not.
But
it doesn't
I
even
think
have
it
to
will.
Be. My thing is, it doesn't even have to be a full jump in Jamar's ship. You know, in the second quarter of Jamar's 0-for-20, like.
Yeah.
Put the backup in, let him have a drive or two, then put Jamar back in, see if it fires Jamar back up, you know, whatever. Like,
we could pull the guy out your pocket, Daquan Bracey, put him in at quarterback.
Yeah, just run the, what's he called, the Wildcat the whole game. I mean,
yeah.
Just whatever you need to do.
Amari Archibald. Archibald told us.
Man,
he
I tell you,
it.
There was a few times last year, BC, where I thought it was going to happen.
Yep.
I thought, this is it, man. We're going to see something new. And then Jamar would throw it 67 yards down the field into quadruple coverage, and Adrian Hardy would catch it with two fingers, and it was like, well, I guess Jamar's staying in.
There went that. Anyway, so Beck, let's go ahead. Let's thank our sponsors before we get out of here.
I'm gonna do random order sponsor thanking.
Well, that sounds good.
I hope
to me.
Get them all. You double check me.
All right.
We got Dairy Queen of Ruston and El Dorado, Ideal Portable Buildings, our good friends in O'Neill Gas, Scott Seafood, Walpole Tire and Service. Did I already say them?
No.
Okay.
Brister
Smokehouse and Brennan Dodge.
Brister Smokehouse now open from 11 to 3 on Sundays.
Praise the Lord.
Go see our boy Chris Brister. Tell him BC sent you. He'll be happy to know that you are listening to Bleed Tech Blue Radio. We also like to thank our title sponsor, First National Bank. Beck, I'll say this as my parting shot. There will be some drama tomorrow on National Signing Day. Drama like we haven't seen in a long time at Louisiana Tech. You might want to get over to BleedTechBlue.com, only $9.95 a month. We'll have you prepped. We'll have you ready. But one thing is for sure, Beck Haynes and BC will be at the signing day luncheon at the Davison Athletic Complex at 11:30 a.m. I'll be repping a Bleed Tech Blue polo. Beck will be repping
a button-up, probably.
A Hurley hoodie. Come see us. One more show left in Season 11. We certainly thank you for listening. We'll be back same time, same place next week. For Beck Haynes, for our producer John Tabor, I'm Ben Carlisle. We'll see you.
Listen for the First National Bank Bleed Tech Blue Radio Show every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on Sports Talk 977 with your host, Ben Carlisle. Also brought to you by Brennan Dodge, Dairy Queen, Ruston and El Dorado, Walpole Tire, Fairway Carts, O'Neill Gas, and Brister Smokehouse. Thanks for listening to Bleed Tech Blue Radio on Sports Talk 977.
Jonah, good to talk to you guys, man. Big
Thank
fans.
You.
Because I am born and raised in California, there's no bias here. But, Rob, I do agree 100% with you. Growing up a Montana fan, Steve Young fan, Niners fan, I have to say, I mean, until somebody goes to five Super Bowls and wins them all without throwing one interception, how can you disagree that Montana is not the greatest of all time?
I just think Montana's resume is just so complete and perfect. I just don't even – What didn't he do when he got to the big game? He played. He excelled. Different players, different coaches, with Jerry Rice, without Jerry Rice. That's the only thing that I'm impressed by, seriously. Like, you could say, well, he had the greatest receiver of all time. Yeah, for two of them. And the other two he didn't.
Yeah, but I also would discredit his Super Bowl win, the comeback drive against the Cincinnati Bengals.
Why?
Because I think Cincinnati was dealing with a distraction. Remember Stanley Wilson was like smoking weed in a bathtub somewhere and didn't show up for the game? I think Joe Montana deserves to take a little bit of credit and shine taken off that Super Bowl. So I'm gonna give him three Super Bowls and one asterisk.
And okay.
So that works.
Wow. I understand. You want to be
How's that for a reach?
A very big reach. If you want to be a Brady slappy, I got it.
Okay, Rob, let me ask you this, because I teased this, and then we're going to get to Eric Dickerson coming up in just a couple of moments.
Can't wait.
Tom Brady was terrible in the Super Bowl. Bottom line. You can slice it any way you want. We can goof around and joke. Tom Brady was not good in this Super Bowl.
He didn't play
well. In fact, you know, all three quarterbacks weren't good in this Super Bowl. Jared Goff, Tom Brady, and Tony Romo.
They were all bad in this
Super Bowl. But seeing how the Patriots handled L.A. and that offense, do you start to recalibrate your thinking and conversation into who's more important to the Patriots dynasty, Belichick or Brady?
Yeah, that's a big one, because now when you see how good that defense, and then like I said, it stopped the greatest show on turf, that team, That was their first Super Bowl. Yeah. Remember, Belichick's defense stopped that offense. And to stop a team that was averaging 33 points and hold them to three, the lowest total for a losing team in the Super Bowl since 1971, the Dolphins. Nobody comes to the Super Bowl and doesn't score a touchdown. That's how hard it is.
When your head coach says afterwards, I got outcoached, and your quarterback says afterwards, they completely confused us. We were totally confused. That ought to tell you what a job that was. I mean, you thought the Bears did a good job against the Rams. You thought Philadelphia did a good job against the Rams. The Patriots did a job to where L.A. scored 3 points, and they were fortunate enough to score those 3 points.